keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's see what's trending today here on the Brett Mega Show. Keep it moving is where we put 2 minutes on the clock. I read headlines and Hannah tells me which ones you want to hear, which ones you want to keep it moving on. Like, what's inside those Golden Globe gift bags has been revealed. It's nearly $1 million.
Ooh, oh, wow. What's in them this year?
The rich get richer. Yeah. Winners and presenters at the 2026 Golden Globes were also offered these, like, customizable gift bags, which is interesting is that not everyone was created equal. So some winners got, like, really big things, and some of them got decently pretty cool things. But, like, high-end experiences, like stays at exclusive resorts, Maldives, Bali, Thailand, New Zealand. But, like, in each gift bag, you could get Thailand, you can get New Zealand. So, if, like, you're like, oh, I really wanted the New Zealand one, you might not get it. The most expensive trip was $117,000, two tickets to, like, a French resort.
Do we know who got it?
No, it doesn't tell you, like, who took one that one home. You know what's interesting, though? The most expensive thing in the gift bag was a $210,000 collection of wine. There's like these French wines, and that was the most expensive thing in all these things. Not a trip or anything like that. It was wine. And then there's like high-end wellnesses, like experiences, like sporting events, things like that. But there's like a little bit of everything.
Man, choose your bag wisely.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. Gen Z has a new name for Karen.
Who is it?
Do you use any other name other than Karen as a Gen Z person?
No, I think Karen's my front runner. So.
They say Jessica. A lot of Gen Z is replacing Karen with Jessica, and then Ashley is a second runner up.
Does it just Jessica mean the same like qualities and traits as Karen?
Yeah, same exact.
Like, that's stupid.
Yeah, like she's being a total Jessica. Why is Karen not stupid, but Jessica is?
You can't keep adding names.
Oh, so you're just like we just have to
just
stick
keep
with
Karen is Karen.
I just feel like they're saying there's not a lot of Karen Gen Z names, but there's some Jessicas in the Gen Z names.
Maybe
that
are they
like
saying
Karens.
Like Jessica could be like Karen's daughter? Like
they're like Gen Z people aren't really named Karen anymore, but those Jessicas, they out there and act a lot like Karens.
I think there's a better name for
okay.
Them
who,
out there.
Call someone else you think is acting like a Karen, and then you know that with that name.
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
It's time to play the 30-second showdown, and it's the matchup we've all been waiting for. Hannah versus AB. Ooh. Steve, how we've been doing the 30-second showdown is you've gotten to pick your person that you want to compete against. Today it's going to be a little bit different. You will pick who you think will get more of these random trivia questions. Some are pop culture, some are school. Who do you think is more likely to win, Hannah or AB? AB has been undefeated. Most people have been picking AB. Yeah, she's 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
More people have been picking her because they think she sucks. But
I've been proving them wrong.
Yeah. So do you think you want to take Hannah or do you want to go with AB? If they get more right, you get hooked up.
I think Hannah's got to take her down.
Wow.
Aha, smart man. You know I'm the pop culture queen.
All right, so Hannah, you leave the room. Okay. You got to get more right than AB for Steve. You are playing for him. His whole life is in your hands. So no pressure.
This.
Steve, I don't know why, if you had a life, you would put it in Hannah's hands, but you did nonetheless, my friend.
Whew.
All right, I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. AB, I'll ask you the questions. You get more right than Hannah. You just put Steve in his place, and you show him that he's an idiot.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Clock starts. What is the name of the new Bruno Mars song?
Shoot, it's all I've been listening to.
You could pass, too.
I'll pass.
What is 6 times 7? Did it on purpose, too.
42.
Yep. If you have 10 apples and give away 4, how many apples are left?
6.
What does NFL stand for?
Skip.
What was Leonardo DiCaprio's character's name in the Titanic?
Skip.
What streaming service is NBC partnered with?
Peacock.
Yep.
Oh, really?
How many sides does a hexagon have?
7.
No.
No, 6.
Kevin, how many did she get right? 2?
She got 3.
3, right.
3.
Okay.
All right.
Wasn't my day.
Steve's
like, I chose correct.
Yeah, I feel right. Good. All right. What are you saying, Steve?
I said, not yet. I'm not super, I'm confident, but it's going to be close.
There was a couple of math questions in there, and you don't have a lot of confidence in Hannah, do you, Steve?
Yeah, the math worries me.
All right, Steve, you hold on. See if your life in Hannah's hands works out. In 3 minutes, we'll see if Hannah can get more than 3 correct in the 30-second showdown next on the Brett Mega Show. It's the matchup we've all been waiting for, the 30-second showdown. Hannah versus AB. We've been playing this game all week long, and Steve got to pick who he wanted to represent for him. In the 30-second showdown, he got to pick either Hannah or AB. AB has been 2-0, has been dominating, and so we thought, maybe we need to give her a worthy opponent like Hannah. And Steve picked Hannah to play for him.
Smart
Steve,
man.
How are you feeling about AB after she answered those questions?
I think it's going to be close, honestly.
Really?
Okay. How many did she get?
Steve, tell her how many you got right.
Three.
And he thinks it's going to be close. He doesn't have a lot of confidence in you. Hannah, smug face.
I got this.
All right. Got to get more than three for Steve to get hooked up. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. What is the name of the new Bruno Mars song?
Skip.
What is 6 times 7?
Did Skip. It
purpose. Okay. If you have 10 apples to give away 4, how many apples are left?
6.
Okay. What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
What was Leonardo DiCaprio's character's name in the Titanic?
Jack.
What streaming service is NBC partnered with?
And NBC Peacock?
Yep. How many sides does a hexagon have?
6.
5! At the buzzer!
At the buzzer.
You started off so slow going 0-for-2 and then picked it up from there.
So I won?
Yes!
Yay!
Man, you really are good at math. 5-3.
Yeah.
You got 5 correct. Did I win?
Hey, that multiplication, I was like, no.
6 times 7 is AB?
42.
She got that one.
I didn't know that.
Steve, you chose wisely. But Steve said he was nervous about you because there was too many math questions. And given the fact that you didn't know that 5 was bigger than 3, I think Steve was rightfully nervous. Yes.
Well, I didn't know how many I got. I wasn't keeping track. I just had winning feelings in my soul.
Thank you so much. Good job, Hannah.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So we are in the thick of award season right now, and the Grammys actually just announced that Trevor Noah is once again going to host. And this actually will mark his 6th year in a row hosting, which is crazy. You thought that would have broke a record, but it hasn't. The person who's like holding that record right now is actually Andy Williams. He hosted for 7 years in a row back in the 70s. So if Trevor had one more year left in him, he would break that record. But actually, he's not going to break it, because they announced that this is going to be Trevor's last year of hosting the Grammys.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a big fan of him, really, really soak that in. The Grammys are going to happen on February 1st, so they're right around the corner, which is also crazy to me.
It's boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's the safe choice. Yeah.
It's the safe choice. I don't really get it. Like, I like Trevor Noah just fine. I think he's done a fine job, but he hasn't, like, knocked it out of the park by any means, I feel like. I would like to see some new blood in there.
Yeah,
I'd love to see in a year that Taylor can't be nominated because when her album came out,
that
Travis
she would be the host. I like when they do have
Taylor?
Musicians as
hosts. Oh, I was thinking Travis and Jason.
Oh.
I think Jason and Travis hosting is hilarious and fun. They can...
You think they're big enough?
Jason and Travis?
Yeah.
You think? I think, yeah.
I think people would really hate on them if that happened.
Why? For hosting the Grammys?
Yeah, because it's not their spot.
Yeah, they're
what do you think, Trevor Noah's spot?
I don't know. He makes more sense to me.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have, I like when they have comedians, it's not really their spot either. Like, is Billy Crystal's, I think, is the second most hosted person. Is it Billy Crystal's spot? He doesn't do music at all.
Or like, you can get, you know, Brad Paisley and Peyton Manning. Those guys are great.
I think, yes. When you see those pairings that we've seen in the CMAs, great. We've seen Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, great. We see comedians like Nikki Glaser, we've been more excited about. We see Trevor Noah, who's a talk show host, and it's just, I don't know, Jimmy Kimmel. They just kind of do talk show hosty things. I'd like to see some different blood out there and somebody different. That's what I'd like to see.
You want
to
do it?
No. That job sucks. Yeah. That's hard.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Mega Minds.
Let's see if anyone can get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. According to one bridal magazine, about 20% of people say this is their least favorite part of a wedding.
Okay, I don't agree with this answer, but I think other people, specifically Brett Mega, would say this. Their first dance.
First dance. Ooh. I don't like to dance.
Does the time between when the ceremony ends and the reception starts,
is that like cocktail hour?
Yes, cocktail hour, least favorite part.
Yes, that's my least favorite part, because usually there's a lot of time for the wedding party to do pictures.
I'm going to say the speeches because they're either really great or really boring and long.
And AB is saying that because she gave two speeches.
Yeah, and they were both really great.
Yeah, really great or either really boring and long. No one got it correct. I thought one of you guys would because Hannah and AB had so many weddings this past wedding season, but no. According to one bridal magazine, about 20% of people say this is their least favorite part of a wedding. Do you know what it is? 855-444-MEGA. So if you want to text in your guesses, see if you can get it correct. 855-444-6342.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's talk about the things we hate about weddings for a second here on the Brett Maga Show. According to one bridal magazine, about 20% of us say this is their least favorite part of a wedding.
Augie says when the bride throws her bouquet, like bouquet toss.
Oh, it's always awkward. They gotta go get the like thing and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff.
Hattie says the dollar dance. I don't even know if people do that anymore.
What is
that?
Dance.
It's where you dance and they stick dollars to you and you get to collect all of it.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. Talking about tosses, Dave says the garter toss. That's always
I feel like the same thing. It's always awkward. I don't know.
Aaron says just dressing up in general. Not very fun.
Respect.
Right.
Someone said the ceremony.
No. Ah. It is a ceremonial thing. It's when the dad gives away their daughter. Least favorite part.
Really?
Yeah, 20% of people. I think 20% of people feel like they don't need to do that. Like she's her own woman, blah, blah, blah. That's the reason. 20% of people say it's their least favorite part of the wedding. Mm. You're either going to be really rich or really dead. It's the Brett Maga Show. All right, so I saw this trending online, and I thought it was an interesting question. If you have 1,000 grapes, one of them, only one of the 1,000, is drop-dead poison. You eat it, boom, dead, instantly.
Ooh.
But all the other grapes, for every one you eat, someone hands you $100,000. How many would you eat?
That's scary. I would have raging anxiety in this fake grape situation. For some reason, I feel like I'd only eat two. That's what I was thinking, too. I don't know why, but for some reason, that is just like a number that makes sense to me.
It feels like the safe option for some reason, even though you still could die.
One would be crazy, and then two is really pushing the limits, and I feel like that's all that it would be worth it to me. What is $200,000 in today's world? Nothing, but...
So, yeah, why are you taking the chance for two?
Why even just do two? Why not do zero? See, my thoughts were, and I don't know why, five popped in. I don't
really?
Know.
Yeah. Oh, you risk taker.
I would go for like a half a million on it. I'm like, that's enough. I think anything more than that is kind of pushing it. Even though there's a your odds I think are primarily in the favor of making more money than eating the poisonous grape.
I don't think Kev's eaten any.
I wrote down two different numbers. I wrote down zero because I'm not taking any chances. I have the worst luck in the world. I have terrible luck. So I'm guaranteed.
You don't get two answers.
So I wrote down zero, but more likely what I would do because I'm balling on a budget and I'm just at the end of the day would live with guilt is like 50.
Wow.
Once you eat one.
You have kids, Brett. Think of the kids.
I know. That's why I'm eating 50. I got to pay for these kids.
Right.
They're expensive as hell. Once you eat one, it's like you don't eat any. You go zero. But once you eat one, you're like, well, I survived. And now I got $100,000 in my hand. Right. That's when the adrenaline picks up. There's no way you're stopping after two. It's like when
two is the move.
No, it's like when you do those scratch-off tickets. You're like, you do one, and you're like, I'll do another
one.
Okay,
addicting.
I'll do one more. Yeah, you can't stop. And Hannah, you act like, oh, yeah, I could stop.
But when the penalty is death, it's different.
That's like Hannah at the casino.
Hey,
I'll just put one more time at the slot machine.
Safe gambling, okay? I am a safe gambler.
Nobody is a safe gambler. If you're gambling, you're all in, man. I'm telling you, it's either zero or like 50.
Or you eat till you die.
I'm here for moderate gambling. AV and I are going too.
There's 950 other ones that could not, like, that are not poisonous. I'm going to eat 50 grapes, get myself my $5 million, be set for life, be taken care of. I got kids.
I will enjoy your funeral, sir.